A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the subject of the need for favor. Why you need favor? We said you need favor because the best is not always given to the best. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. The race is not always won by the swift, nor the battle given to the strong. We also saw that you cannot make it alone, that your ability cannot get you there. Favor is also important because nobody is a beast of burden. You do not want to continue in labor. You do not want to continue in struggles. So one day of favor terminates 10 years of labor. We saw in the life of the children of Israel as they were about to exit from Egypt that 400 years of labor ended by just one day of favor. So you need the favor of God. Why again do you need the favor? Number four, you need favor to get not only what you deserve, even what you do not deserve. It is the favor of God that gives a man what he does not deserve. The favor of God gives you what you deserve and what you do not deserve. That's the way favor operates. And this morning, our meditation shall be taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. We're going to read from verse number 10. The Bible says, thus, Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for he is the one. And so David was chosen. He was given what he was not qualified for. Even the father felt, being the last born, number eight of eight sons, he was not qualified for the throne. But the favor of God qualified this man for what everybody thought he was not qualified for. That was why I said that favor does not choose the qualified, it qualifies the chosen. So favor gives you not only what you deserve, but also what you do not deserve. Similar to this point, point number five, favor singles out a man for help. Favor singled David out for the throne. Imagine David, who was not even invited for nominations by his father. He was never nominated. He did not campaign. He was not invited during the primaries. No, David was irrelevant to all this as far as his father was concerned. But the favor of God singled him out. Imagine what the prophet said. Are all the young men here? Again, he said, we will not sit down till he comes. That's favor at work. Favor will cause men to stand in attention for you, to stand in your honor. That's what favor does when you are singled out. My prayer is that the favor of God will single you out for help. Will single you out for enthronement. Will single you out for that employment, for whatever people are contending or contesting with you. The favor of God will cause it to be delivered to you, which means favor puts an end to contention and deliver to you what people are contending or striving or fighting for. That's what favor does. That's why you need the favor of God. Number six, when it comes to promotion and elevation, favor is required. With favor comes promotion. With favor comes elevation. In Psalm 75 and in verse number 6, God's word made it abundantly clear that promotion does not come from any other quarter, from any other place, but from God. Hear what the scripture says. The Bible says, for promotion or exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. That's favor at work. The favor of God, for the sake of another man, puts down this man, and for that other man, favor promotes him. Look at what happened to Vashti. It was the favor of God upon Esther that took Vashti out of the throne and brought Esther in. That's what the favor of God does. And that's why, again, I remind you, favor isn't fear. You must have that understanding. Favor brings promotion along with it. It brings elevation with it. If you are trusting God for promotion or elevation, ask for God's favor. The favor of God will promote you because God himself is the judge. And that's why you need the favor of God and the favor of man. If men are favoring you and God has not favored you, you are wasting your time. I plead with you to solicit or seek for the favor of God. Leave the favor of men. Get the favor and the approval of God. Men will have no option but to follow suit. May you be promoted in life and in destiny in the name of Jesus. I have also observed that it is the favor of God that makes what a man does to prosper. That is God's favor at work. He makes whatever you do to prosper in your hands. Favor. The Bible says Jesus spoke a parable to the disciples in Luke chapter 12, verse 16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully." Why did his ground yield plentifully? Because the ground of that man found favor with God. It is the favor of God that causes whatever a man does to prosper in his hand. Psalm 1 verse 3 says, "He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season." He says, "His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." It is the favor of God that causes whatever a man does to prosper and to produce result in his hands. That is God's favor at work in this man's life. It makes whatever he does to prosper. It makes his ground to bring forth plentifully. It is my prayer that your ground will produce plentifully, will bring forth plentifully by the favor of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. I also pray for you that everything you do will prosper in your hands by reason of the favor of God in the precious name of Jesus. So favor is key, dear listener, key as to the success of any man in life and in destiny. You can't fight against a man that God has chosen to favor. You will be seen to be fighting against God if you do that. Favor. May you be clothed with the garment of favor. May the fragrance of favor, may God himself spray you, put on you the perfume of favor, the fragrance of which will never end. That fragrance will never end. It will never stop in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is what favor does. And God is going to give someone listening to me this morning, he's going to give you an emblem, a sign of a favored life. A sign that you have come into favor with the Almighty God. This day, you will be pleasantly surprised. God himself will bring you a pleasant surprise today. It could be financial. It could be promotion-wise. It could be gift in any way. But I know that today, the proof, the sign that God has chosen to favor you is that today you will be pleasantly surprised. I don't know who you are, but that is the word of God for someone listening to me, that this day is your day of pleasant surprises. You will be pleasantly surprised because of the favor of God that is at work in your life. By this shall ye know that you have come into favor with the Almighty, and that the fragrance of favor is upon your life, that upon your head is the oil of favor. Oil on your head, fragrance around your destiny, to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. Do not forget, in Psalm 5 verse 12, the Bible says, "The Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor will he encompass him as with a shield." The Lord will bless you, and he will surround you with favor as with a shield, in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayer and say, "Father, let your favor single me out for help. Let your favor single me out for promotion, for elevation. Let your favor single me out for gift in the name of Jesus. Make it your prayer. This is my prayer, O God, that your favor will single me out for help in the name of Jesus. Let your favor single me out for promotion, for elevation. Let your favor single me out for gift in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, let your favor give me the miracles, the blessings I do not deserve in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that your favor will give me the blessings, the miracles I do not deserve. Let your favor make it happen for me, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, hey, Father, let my ground bring forth plentifully by your favor. Let all that I do prosper in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray that my ground will bring forth plentifully and that all that I lay my hands upon to do will prosper by your favor in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, because it is done in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive the promise of pleasant surprises today and say, Father, I receive the promise, the manifestation of the promise of pleasant surprises in my life today. Let me be pleasantly surprised and let your name be glorified. I receive by faith the promise of a pleasant surprise. Let it happen in my life. Make your word good, O God. Let this promise find expression in my life. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the favor of God will give you not only the miracles and the blessings you deserve, but the blessings you do not deserve in the name of Jesus. I pray that the favor of God will single you out for help, for elevation, for promotion, for gift, for blessings, for employment. The favor of God will single you out in the name of Jesus. I pray that the favor of God will cause your ground to bring forth plentifully. God's favor will cause all that you do to prosper in your hands. I pray for you that the promise of pleasant surprises will find practical expression in your life today in the name of Jesus. God will pleasantly surprise you and his name in your life will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Mann with your prayers. Pray for me, pray for this program. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support with your financial donations. Let your donations be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. The Lord bless you as you do. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Mann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious day. The Lord bless you.